Hey there, welcome to another week of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Today is January the 8th. We celebrate this day. It's a big day. The church celebrates the feast of the baptism of the Lord. And with this feast, the Christmas season draws to a close. So we go back into ordinary time after this feast. But I want to thank you for joining me on the program. So we're going to look at the gospel from this feast of the baptism of Jesus and, try to talk a little bit about what's happening, why it matters, and what we can take from it. But I hope you're doing well. I hope you had a good weekend. And before we get started with the program, I just want to remind you, if you want to find out more information about my work or maybe pick up a copy of one of my books or invite me to speak at your parish, the best place to go is my website, followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com to find out more about my work. All right, so let's see what we have here. The gospel today is from Mark chapter 1, verses 7 through 11. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I've baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. When coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, 'You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased.'" Now, because Jesus was divine and he was therefore sinless, there was no technical need for him to be baptized. So you might wonder, well, why was Jesus baptized? Well, Jesus was baptized in order to give us an example and to really sanctify the sacrament of baptism. He instituted the sacrament of baptism by his undergoing this baptism. Remember, Jesus in his humanity was he came to earth to teach us about the Father, to suffer and die for our sins, but he also came to show us what it meant to be fully human. You know, so as I'm going through my life trying to become holy, doing what God wants me to do, my role model should be Jesus. He gives me the example of how to live my life. That's why it's so important to get to know the Gospels, because we want to get to know Jesus so that we can ultimately imitate him, so that we can be Jesus to those around us. So when we look at this sacrament of baptism, this was the launch of his official launch of his public ministry, and Jesus submitted himself to this sacrament, not because he had any original sin, because he didn't, but because he wanted to make this baptism, which was not a sacrament at the time. When John the Baptist baptized, it was a symbolic baptism. It was a baptism of repentance, it was called. It wasn't a sacrament. It didn't give grace like the sacrament of baptism does today. And in order to establish that sacrament, in order to enable us, you and me, to become members of the body of Christ, to be baptized into the mystical body of Christ, and to be forgiven for all of our sins, our original sins, so that could get wiped away, and to receive sanctifying grace, we needed to have this sacrament of baptism, and that's what Jesus was doing. But, you know, so rather than talk more about the effects of the sacrament, and it really is the gateway sacrament. Baptism is a huge deal. It really gives us access to all of the other sacraments, and it literally changes us into children of God. We become a new creation when we're baptized. But talking about it as the end of the Christmas season is important. Also, we need to recognize that We spend a lot of time focusing on the fact that Jesus came into the world. He was born. That's what we do during the Christmas season and Advent also. And that's important. We need to do that. But now it's time to step away from that and go back into ordinary time as we head toward Lent. We're not quite there yet. We have a few weeks left, but we'll talk more about that. And that's all I have for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.